Ciao a tutti, allora sono qui con Mr. Babuna, che è un importantissimo neurochirurgo turco che collabora con un gruppo altrettanto importante capitanato da Oktar, cioè Arun Yahya. È un gruppo che sta veramente, diciamo, spopolando in tutto il mondo per una grande cultura, intelligenza, capacità di comprensione, non solo per quanto riguarda comunque la religione islamica, quindi portare i loro concetti del Corano che vanno un po' in antitesi con quello che vediamo tutti i giorni nel tema del terrorismo, ma soprattutto per quanto riguarda il campo dell'evoluzione, quindi le teorie di Darwin, l'antievoluzionismo e il creazionismo, in quanto sono comunque molto religiosi. Allora, io vorrei fargli proprio due domande molto specifiche per avere delle maggiori risposte per quanto riguarda proprio l'aspetto scientifico e i rapporti che hanno con il resto del mondo, soprattutto con la Russia. What are the scientific motivation for which you think Darwinism is not science? And if that theory is not science, what is it? Religion, philosophy?
Well, we look at the scientific evidences very objectively. If Darwinism, which means evolution, would be a fact, they say the species transform to other species randomly and gradually. That's what Darwin says, actually. Evolution. So, for example, fish, the sea animals, they say, would transform in hundred millions of years into land animals, into snake, for example, okay, and the reptiles. So we have to see the transitional forms. That's very logical, isn't it? I mean, you have to see half fish, half reptile, half gill, half lung transitions and random transitions. But logically and scientifically, this is impossible, because if there is any change in the fish, in the sea animal, they would not survive, they would die.
Of the natural selection.
No, not because of natural selection, but if there is a defect in the gill, they cannot breathe. These are very complex organ systems, so they have to be complete, perfect, 100% correct in order to function. So that's the reason why we don't see any transitional forms. Darwin said that, actually. He said there are no transitional forms. No, none, not even one. Although he is the founder of Darwinism, he claimed evolution is a fact, but then he admitted in his book there are no transitional forms. No transitional forms means no evolution, of course. When we look at the fossil record, we see species appear abruptly in the past and never change. And this is admitted by all the evolutionists. The second thing is, which is a fatal blow to Darwinism, since they claim that life emerged by chance, the proteins first, the proteins must have, then gradually the living cell, they say. But if we look at the scientific evidences, we see proteins, protein molecules, which are the building blocks of all the living things, cannot emerge by chance. Proteins can only be produced by other proteins, at least 100 different proteins, inside the living cell with the DNA, with all the organelles of a living cell. So proteins can only be produced in a living, complete living cell by other proteins. This is a deadly blow to Darwinism. Since they say first the first protein molecule and then the other ones, no, says science. Proteins cannot emerge by chance. They can only be produced by a living cell. So living cell must be created first. It can produce the protein molecules, and this is accepted by all the scientists in the world. This is a deadly blow to evolution. So chance cannot do anything. They say chance created all this complexity and harmony in the living cells, in the atoms, and in the universe. Science says, no, it is impossible. There must be a creator, but it cannot be chance, of course. Chance is nothing. An omnipotent creator with omnipotent infinite intelligence created, infinite artistry created all of this. So this is what science and logic tells us immediately. So what is Darwinism then? Darwinism is a belief, a false belief. So it's called, we can call it a pagan religion. Because at the time of the Sumerians, thousand and thousand years ago, at the time of the Pharaoh of Egypt, they believe the same thing. Emergence of life by chance from the mud of Nile River and from the mud, and they transform to other species by the idols, Sumerian says. Lahau and Lahamu, they say idols, they had idols. The idols created themselves, first Sumerian says, and then the living things. Now Darwinism says chance created all the living things, like their idols. So it's a pagan religion. It's not science. But should it be taught in the schools? Yes. In the pagan religion section, Darwinism can be taught in the schools. But we also have to teach the real fossil evidence. Genetics, molecular biology, why proteins emergence by chance is impossible, should also be taught in the schools. Both. So people can decide what is right and what is wrong. We should show the fossils. They never show the fossils, the evolutionists. Why? Because fossils prove the existence of God. They appear abruptly and no transitions between the fossils. They are always complete organ systems. For example, the eye can only see when it is complete. When a little part is missing in the eye, it cannot see. So it must be 100%. So it cannot be formed gradually and randomly by, like evolution's claim. So it's a pagan religion which can teach Darwinism in the schools, in the history section, in the pagan religion section, but not in science, because it's not science. Science tells us there must be a creator with the fossil evidence, genetics, molecular biology, the complexity of the living things, the harmony and organization tells us there must be a creator.
And which kind of relationship do you have with Russia, with Putin, with Dugin?
Russian president, Mr. Putin, is a very reasonable person. He's a person, a good believer, a Bali person, very brave, very courage person. And also his politics are, we have a very good alliance between Turkey and Russia right now, Mr. Erdogan and Mr. Putin. Mr. Adnan Oktar always defended to have good relationship with Russia. There was a tension between Russia and Turkey. Mr. Adnan Oktar recommended to Mr. Erdogan to give an apology to Russia because we hit their airplane, as you know, and it was dropped. But it turned out that was done by the FETÖ terror organization, the terror organization FETÖ. Their pilots did this. So, and after Mr. Erdogan apologized from Mr. Putin, we have a very good relationship. Putin is a very reasonable person, and it's a good opportunity for the Russia. And Alexander Dugin is also a very reasonable, smart, and courage person. And Mr. Adnan Oktar's articles are only articles of a Muslim, and his books are free, of course, in Russia. Only Muslim person allowed by the Putin administration to do activities in Russia, because Mr. Adnan Oktar always recommends love, good relations of Russia, Turkey alliance, and the Middle East, in the Middle East. And Mr. Dugin also admires Mr. Adnan Oktar's works, and he invited us to their TV channel. We gave we did a program about Darwinism in their TV channel, Tsargrad TV. And he's a very good person also. They are very much liked in Turkey. Turkish nation loves Mr. Putin, Mr. Dugin, and Russia very much. So Russia is a very critical ally of Turkey right now in the region to bring peace. As you know, for example, in Syria, Russia defends the unity of Syria and Iraq. Turkey defends the unity and unity of the Iraq and Syria. And also Iran defends the unity and of Iraq and Syria. In Astana meetings, they make some decisions about de-escalation zones generated in four zones in Syria, which encompasses 2.5 million people. So that was put into practice. There was immediate decline in the hostility in these regions, conflict in these regions. So we work together, actually. But we should have also, as an ally, Italy, all the European countries to bring peace. But it only can be done ideologically, with intellectual struggle. And Mr. Putin is aware of that. He's a very good president for Russia. Russia is a beautiful country, beautiful nation. So we love him and respect him very much. And with Italy, Turkey, Western countries, Russia, Israel, all other countries of the Middle East, we can ally together to bring peace, to the world, because terrorism troubles not only the Middle East, all the Western countries also. It troubles Italy, it troubles other European countries, it troubles Turkey, it troubles Syria, Iraq is destroyed, Afghanistan is destroyed. Let's work together, ally together, and eradicate intellectually the radical views and their ideologies of radicalism. So the world will change. We are very hopeful for the future of the world. In 5 to 10 years, because there are signs of the end times are happening one by one, there will be a very different world. God will do it. First, it will get worse a few years, but after that, it will get better, by God willing. And we will see that Christians, Muslims, Jews will live in peace together with freedom of thought, freedom of worship, democracy everywhere, peace everywhere, and women will be free. There will be no male domination in the world. Now, it's a male-dominated world everywhere, in the Western countries also. Very few women parliaments, for example, in Italy also, right? More male. Everywhere, males are dominates the world. It will change. Women will govern the world equal, but more, because women are better than men in the terms of aesthetics, arts. They are better in details, better than in organizations. They are more compassionate, more lawful than men, women. So women are superior in many aspects. Women should govern the world. Do you agree?
Just a little, because I think it's equal, and also women have
they can change the world.
Yes, but also with the men, because they
imagine there is a president of Italy is a woman, president of Turkey is a woman. They would stop the wars. The woman would stop the wars. No violence. Arts will be everywhere in the world. The streets and the buildings would be very beautiful because of the woman has a better taste. Decorations will be better. There will be love everywhere because women are very lawful and compassionate against the humans, against the animals, against everything. That Mr. Adanoktar says all the time, actually. Because women are beauty of this world. And with women, everything is beautiful. Without women, this will be a terrible world. With women, everything is beautiful. No rifles. We sent the salam and greetings and love of Mr. Adnan Oktar to the entire Italian nation. Italy is a beautiful country, number one in arts. Italians are beautiful people, very happy, very extrovert people. We love Italians very, very much. Very positive and very artistic. Arts of Italy is perfect. Italy is a beautiful country. We want to have a much, much, much better relationship of Turkey and Italy. We would love to see that.
Okay.